The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part. It will not be taken from her." Gospel of the Lord. The word of Jesus to Martha. "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things." It's not that she's doing all the household work. It's okay. But with anxiety, this is not the will of God. Though with calm and joy, with satisfaction. Otherwise, what are you doing? The will of God is always a pleasant thing. Either you pray, or you work, you serve, or in silence, with joy. Martha, she wasn't enjoyed because she was angry with her sister only sitting beside Jesus. The book of wisdom always says there's time for anything. Time for prayer, time to work. I think Martha, he forgot all these things. Of course it's important to serve. By the time that Jesus is there, Jesus is not always present in her house. Mary knows the best thing. Stay. So at times when you are busy, put time into your prayer. Now we have an adoration room in silence. You can come and pray. It doesn't mean that you don't have to do household work. It doesn't mean you don't have to work outside. If your heart is always at peace with the Lord inside, there's a silence, divinity, divine silence, then you will see how you work is different. Jesus will give all the grace. That's why all the disciples, at the light of his passion, three disciples slept in Gethsemane. And Jesus just asked them, "Can you stay with me for an hour?" Stay with. Jesus said they're afraid of, you know, whatever will be happen tomorrow. Time will come, then you have the grace to confront the present moment. But most important is that live well every present moment. That's why Jesus is always telling people, don't worry about too many things about tomorrow. Maybe tonight, the Lord invites you back to his house. And then you worry about tomorrow, I'm going to do. You'll be in heaven. So, be at ease, be at peace, always live well every present moment.